Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. We are here with season two. We are back. We took January off. Mom, you look gorgeous. Tell us how you feel.
Feeling great. Feeling great.
Feeling good. Feeling great.
Feeling good.
We took a month off.
We did.
I enjoyed it. Sorry.
I did as well. It was weird to go. Oh.
Oh, you froze. Oh no. Already with the business. Already with the freezing. I got to make sure I'm on the right network.
You're froze.
Are you're back now.
You know what happened?
What?
What I think is happening is we got a new thing.
I got a new thing sent to me without my internet like saying they were going to do something.
It's a new thing. And yeah. The router and the modem are gone and this one thing has taken its place.
Oh no, those suck. Router modems combinations suck butt. Get rid of it immediately.
Well, they said it would boost up our power and it didn't. So they're sending a guy out to check the outside wires Monday.
That's all a lie. Listen, did they just send it to you without any...
No
explanation?
No, the internet kept going out. And so dad works from home. So he called and said, hey, guys.
No, I was straight gals. Up. Gals. So I was straight up just like totally rocking my internet. And then my internet company sent me like this giant box. I was like, what is this? I opened it. Do you want a drink, Mom? You didn't bring your tea with you?
Well, I'm asking Trent to go get it for me. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so I open up this huge box and it's a new router and a new modem. I have a phenomenal router. I'm not going to replace my router, but they didn't tell me this was happening. They were just like,
rude.
Install it if you want your internet to keep working. I was like, I have to do this myself?
Well,
I don't know what I'm doing.
We had to reset everything. Thank you.
Yeah, just having a full-on conversation without while
he's
we're
being
all
sweet.
Just okay.
He's being sweet, asking if I need my inhaler because he knows I usually have my inhaler.
Oh my god.
But I figure we're not gonna get too crazy today.
No, we're back now. Anyway. So yeah, I have to install that, I guess, if I want my internet to continue working. It has been spotty lately though.
Yeah, could be the storm that we had, because you know California can't handle storms.
Did you know that part of a freeway fell into the ocean?
Highway 1, yes, I did.
Highway 1 in California, like it drizzled, and so the freeway
that
went peace.
A few years ago. It's like right on the edge of cliffs.
Yeah.
But
which is scary. Luckily,
it's a beautiful drive. It's a beautiful, beautiful drive. Not right now, but it's a beautiful drive. It wouldn't be fun now.
No, you can't now.
No, you can't.
You can't. You're stuck.
Rachel, what'd you do with your month off?
I hung out with my friend Joy.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I knew I was going to be bored in January, and I was like, I do have a lot of work to do, but also...
You needed a break.
I needed a break, like,
you
love
did.
My family, but I needed, like, someone, another human.
You had a family break?
I had
you
a family had break, a work break. I took
you had
it easy.
Good girl.
I need to get back into it. Starting now,
yeah.
I'm back, and I'm in quarantine so that I can hang out with my sister and maybe my mom. And
what do you mean maybe? No babies.
There's a baby. So that's that. Cool. Mom, what'd you do with your time off?
You know what I did, Rachel?
What'd you do, Mom?
I did a lot of that blanket making with those loop-de-loops.
I love you so much.
What else am I gonna do?
Someone sent me a diamond art thing.
A diamond dot thing?
A diamond
dots.
Dot.
We call them dipping dots.
Dipping dots. I gotta give that to you. Someone sent me
ooh,
one.
Ooh, what's it of?
I don't remember. It's for me, but I feel like I would want to do it with you. Like I'm not gonna do one on my own. That's
gotcha.
Not my vibe, you know? That's not me.
Okay.
All right. So I guess do you have any holidays?
I do. Oh, swallow mouth spit there.
Woo! Okay. Calm down.
Monday, today. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I can't see it.
She's got to get ready, you guys.
You're going to go, Mom, this is every other day. Okay. National Dark Chocolate Day.
Mom, stop it. Stop it.
That's what it says.
Every single day is Dark Chocolate Day, according
to my house.
I think you're making it up.
In my house. No, it was real. It was real.
Okay.
It's also National Freedom Day. That's freedom from slavery. Yes.
Oh, it's Black History Month.
Yeah. I didn't get there yet.
Sorry.
But
I was like,
that's okay. Tuesdays, National Tater Tot Day. Who doesn't love a good crisp tater tot?
I will always think of Napoleon Dynamite.
When oh, really?
Talk about tater tots. Hey, can I have some of your tots?
Oh, man. You lived on fish sticks and tater tots.
I did. Ew. Why, Mom, why fish sticks? Why did I grow up on fish sticks,
they
Mom?
They were cheap and we didn't have a lot of money.
That's the end. They were cheap. Okay. That's the end of it.
Tuesday's also Groundhog Day. So let's see if he looks up and
decide
if spring or not.
I think it'll be spring.
Well, we haven't had enough winter yet.
We had like one rain, two rains.
One good, two rains. Yeah, we got 5 inches here. It's pretty
Dang.
Nice.
Okay.
All at once. Wednesday, National Carrot Cake Day.
I love a carrot cake.
I do too.
It's good.
I do too. It's also National Missing Persons Day. I can't even imagine.
We got to find them.
Yeah. Thursday.
Trent is texting me.
What? Hey, Trent.
He's sending me a holiday.
With her. Okay.
Trent is my brother. He's at my mom's house. Continue.
Thursday, get your pots out because it's National Homemade Soup Day.
I didn't know which pots we were talking about, flower pots or cooking pots. Cooking pots.
You know, you can cook in terracotta pots. I've seen people bake in those, put cake in them.
Oh, yeah, because then you make it like it looks like a flower pot,
cute.
But it's actually cake inside. Or like has
once.
The worms. It has
yeah,
the
I did that
worms
once for
out.
Colleen's birthday. Party.
You got a theme party. You can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Garden
yeah.
party. Ha.
Friday, bubblegum day. Makes me want to go to San Luis Obispo and see Bubblegum Alley.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
That's a gross thing. And how did it start?
It's disgusting and I love it.
I in COVID times never no. walked down a wall of things that people have spit on. That's disgusting.
I mean, foul. All the way up top. Really Blech. High.
Blech. Have you seen the things like I can't believe we do this pre-COVID? Like we used to blow on a cake and then serve it to everyone. Or we would put our fingers in balls and bowl and then go and eat finger foods at a bowling alley.
Oh, we did. This is true. Without, what's that stuff called? Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, but just like all these things we used to do. I'm like, I'll watch movies sometimes. And I'm like, oh, they're just breathing on each other.
You know what's weird, though, is there's no men handshakes. To me, that was a thing. That was a thing from the past, and now you can't do it anymore.
Men handshakes?
No, men greeted each other with handshakes. I greet everybody with hugs, but can't do that anymore for a while.
Okay, well, I feel like that's a little dated. Why can't we all just hug?
Right?
I feel like
but there's nothing like a good firm handshake.
Well, I don't like that. I think where my issue is that you're calling it a man handshake. Let's just call
I'm
it a handshake.
So sorry. It's a handshake.
There you go. That's
my
why
dad
I was
taught me how to shake hands.
I know how to do a firm
like a
handshake.
Person. A person.
It's a there firm handshake.
Okay.
That's what.
I still prefer a hug.
Same. I had closet doors installed and the guy did an elbow bump at the end.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. That's fine, bro.
Saturday, ice cream for breakfast day. I'm all out for that.
I love that that's a day.
Yeah. Just it's also, day. I think they coincided it with National Play Outside Day, so you could work off that ice cream for breakfast.
Like the moms are like, sure, but you have to stay outside all day.
Eat that ice cream outside, please.
Congratulations.
Sunday is National Send a Card to a Friend Day. I mean, come on.
That's a good day.
Make a card. Stick a stamp on it and mail it.
Homemade cards are the best.
It is so cool. I miss that. I
Make
miss
a card, card, y'all. Make a card.
Yeah. Send a card. And Send it's also card. Super Bowl Sunday. Is there a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are
it
they
is,
doing? Okay.
It is Tampa Bay versus Kansas City Chiefs.
That is so weird. Super Bowl. We're not going to have a party.
I know. I was just talking about with someone. We're like, oh, we should have a Super Bowl party this year. And then I was like, wait, it's in a week. Who is it? Someone wanted us to talk. Hold on. Amanda wants us to talk about the Super Bowl. Yeah. So we'll talk about it right now. We're just going to move into the news. Don't even worry about it. So
Oh, yeah, we don't have a sponsor.
Well, we do, but I have to naturally segue into it, so we'll get to it in 1 second. I got you, Mom. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to mess you up. Sorry. Ooh,
no, you're good. So thanks for checking. Good good co-host. So anyway, yeah, the Super Bowl's on Sunday the 1st. It's against Sunday the 7th. Sorry. My brain. Thank you for having a confused look on my face. On your face. Oh my God, I can't speak.
It's our first day back. Come on.
I have not watched football this season. This is the first season I haven't watched it. It's just so weird, and I'm so out of it.
You just took a break. You just took a break from all of it.
I took a break from everything, and like,
yes,
I'll get back. I was just like, listen, it was a shorter season. They started late, and all of a sudden it's Super Bowl. Like there was just, that was it. There was nothing. There was nothing for me. Also, my team is trading quarterbacks with Eric, my brother-in-law's team. So we're doing a little swappy swap. Yes.
Swappy swap.
But yeah, Super Bowl. There's no parties.
You're Rams?
Yes.
What's he?
Lions.
It's orange, right?
No. That's Andrew.
Oh, Andrew's orange. Okay.
Yes. Eric likes the Detroit Lions, who are blue and silver.
Blue and silver.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. That is just so weird to not get together for Super Bowl.
I know. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it.
Does it even feel normal? Like, you know, when they play basketball with pretend cardboards?
No, it gets
baseball.
There actually is a poet. She's going to be the first poet to ever perform at the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Is it the same one from the inauguration?
Yes.
Oh, she's so good.
Yes. So that's cool.
She is so good. Yeah.
I feel like people are going to tune into that. I just like don't care about the game.
Let's not.
I feel so weird that being the first time.
Yeah. That'll watch.
All right. Greer wants us to talk about my new thing now. I only want to talk about what you guys ask me to talk about.
All right, let's
do it. And I'm gonna say, so you guys have to comment on the ATI podcast Twitter. I'm gonna ask for topics, and if you're the one that chose the topic, I will say your name as we do with the questions, but I only want to talk about what you guys ask me to talk about.
And if no one says anything, Rachel, we're just going to sit here for 45 minutes and stare at each other.
I mean, well, my brain doesn't ever stop, so I'm sure
mine either.
Things will come out of my mouth.
We would spontaneously combust if we had to keep quiet.
Yes. So I'd also like, if there's any new segments you want us to do on the show. I was trying to think of a way to revamp the show and whatnot. I was like, I want to do whatever you guys want. Like, I'm going to have fun either way, annoying my mom. It's going to be the same amount of work for me no matter what. So, like, whatever you guys want. I know you guys want more guests. That'll happen. I just hate asking favors of people. I absolutely hate it. So to be like, hey, can you take time out of your day to do my thing? It's, like, so not natural to me, and it stresses me out. So anything besides that, because I will attempt to make that happen. So if you guys want anything, just let me know. Anyway, Greer...
You have a new thumb ring, Rachel.
I do have a new thumb ring.
I've never seen you wear a thumb ring.
I've never worn a thumb ring. It's like it's
you
like,
are trying so many different new things. I love this.
New year, new me.
You're growing.
My God.
I guess because of a thumb ring.
My baby's all grown up. She has a thumb ring.
I'm wearing a necklace. There, we match.
I love you so much.
Go. What's next? Greer.
Greer wanted us to talk about JoJo.
Let's talk about Greer.
No, we're talking about JoJo.
Okay.
Greer wanted us to talk about JoJo. So JoJo broke the internet for a minute. She came.
It was more than a minute.
It was on inauguration day. One of my favorite TikToks I saw was like, what was it? Someone being like, ah, yes, the inauguration. And then someone ran by and it was like JoJo coming out of the closet. Just like ran by. They're like, what was that? I love her so much. Obviously super proud of her. Her and I had a really long talk before she came out to the internet. Just like, she's so happy. I'm so proud of her and so happy for her. She's a wonderful, beautiful human being. And I'm so happy with all the love and the support the internet has given her. Obviously, she's got some crazy parents who are like, my daughter will never watch you again. And she's like, cool. Bye, bruh.
Not her parents.
No, her parents. Oh, my God. Her parents are amazing and support her whole family. She hasn't had any issues like in her personal life, which is just such a blessing and a rare thing. So, you know, I'm so proud of her. And she's just like, that was, it was a big deal for her to be so young and as famous as she is and to have such an audience. And Nickelodeon was super supportive, which was fantastic. I asked her that. I was like, is Nickelodeon going to be weird about it? She's like, oh, they don't care. I was like, okay, cool. But yeah, so anyway, that happened. And now
it's not
she's,
Disney, Rachel.
It's not Disney. True. It's Nickelodeon. Like they don't, they have SpongeBob. They don't care.
You weren't allowed to watch Nickelodeon.
Yes, I was.
Not much. Or maybe it was Colleen I didn't let watch Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Mom, I watched Law & Order SVU.
Yeah, it was Colleen.
Yeah.
They were rude. They were rude to parents. They were rude to teachers. They were little sassy pants mouths, and I didn't like it.
Like, one of my favorite shows was iCarly, which, by the way, is coming back. Miranda Crosgrove posted a picture of them on set, so I'm really excited for that. All right. Claire wanted us to talk about the fabulous new president and vice president. I don't know if they're fabulous, but I'm very happy to not have to talk about that. The other one that shall not be named.
No.
But the other one that shall not be named was banned from posting on Twitter and Instagram like the last few days of him annoyingly being in office. He started riots and tried to start a coup. It didn't work. People are in jail. It's great. We can kind of breathe now. COVID is still existing, though. But the best thing that came out of the inauguration and brought the internet together on both sides was a picture of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, that wasn't that funny. It's still not done. That hasn't died down yet.
People are still in love with it. Okay. Sure. Great. I don't understand why, but I love when the internet comes together on something.
Because he was looked so informal at a formal thing.
Yes. So. All right, Mom, did this political stuff make it hard for you to sleep? Might I suggest?
Yes. Tell me, do you have suggestions?
I do. Might I suggest Helix? Helix. Helix sleep. Sorry, I haven't done a segue into a brand in a fairly sponsored in a very long time. Helix is our sponsor for today. Helix is a wonderful mattress sleeping company. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody's body, everybody's humanness is unique, and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, firm mattress. Mattress is great for cooling you down when you sleep if you get hot. And they even have a Helix Plus mattress for plus size folks. Inclusive. Inclusive. I took the quiz. I got a medium mattress. I sleep on my back and my side. I like it. I don't like it too soft because then it gets like hurts my back, but I don't like it too hard because then I don't feel comfy. I got a good medium. All right.
Good.
If you're looking for a mattress, you could take the quiz or the mattress and they get sent to you. It gets sent right to your door. The shipping is free. You don't have to go to a mattress store ever again because that's COVID gross. People just laying on a bunch of mattresses. That's disgusting. Helix is awesome. But you don't have to take my word for it. Helix is awarded number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. So just go to helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and you'll be matched to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. But you're going to love it. So you don't have to worry about that part. But just if you are worried about that part, you can return it. But like, you're not going to. So Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet. That is Helix sleep, SLEEP.com/allthingsinternet. The name of the show, which is a cool little deal.
It's nice to have new pillows with a new mattress.
I love a new mattress. It's cozy. It's nice.
Yeah.
I have no complaints because why would I? All right. Something that's happening on the internet that I don't understand.
Okay.
Ready? We're going on to it. Dev wants us to talk about Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Okay. So there's this new song that the internet's obsessed with.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I thought we were talking about Driver's License.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Oh.
I don't understand the obsession. Not even a little bit. Why? Who? Okay, if you need to, but like,
is it the words? Are we talking? Or is the song?
It's like
about a driver's
license? I drove past your house because I got my driver's license. It is so boring to me. I have nothing against the artist. If that's your vibe, like, cool. But I don't get why, like, it.
Is she young? Is she 16? Did she really get her license? Maybe she's reminiscing getting her license and the excitement of driving to your friend's house.
It's like,
and you just kind of want to see what they're doing. So you kind of drive
past. I drove by people's houses in high school. I guess maybe because it's relatable to teens and not me because I'm almost 30. Mm-hmm. Mom, I found a gray hair in my head.
I heard.
I found it.
It happens. You haven't even hit 30 yet, Rachel.
I know. That is why I'm stressing.
I think all of you kids have a gray hair now.
Okay, I plucked it. I no longer have it. How dare you?
Oh, now four are going to take its place.
Stop it. I will drive to Santa Barbara, put on a latex glove, and slap you across the face.
I have a lot of them. So you got to roll with it, girl.
I'm fine. It didn't bug me, actually. I was like, I tweeted about it. Like, it didn't bug me that much at all. All right. Someone called, I want to follow from Rachel. Hopefully,
did you follow her?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wants us to talk about a new podcast out called Relax.
Oh, that's a good one.
Starring Colleen Ballinger and Eric Stocklin. I have made a cameo, but I didn't realize I was making a cameo. They tried to prank call me without blocking her number. And I was doing something and I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, an unknown number and Colleen called me. I called Colleen back and then Eric attempted to prank me. It doesn't work that way. Oh. I called you.
She called me too. It was like at 11:15 at night.
I was in bed.
How did I miss a call from Colleen? It's right by my nightstand. So I text her back. Is everything okay? She's like, yeah, I'm podcasting. I'm like, okay, I'm glad I didn't pick that one up.
Anyway,
I don't know what would have happened.
I don't know. Anyway, so Colleen and Eric have a new podcast out called Relax. Go check that out. It comes out every Wednesday, I believe.
Yes, it does.
So ours is every Monday. Hers is every Wednesday. When does Christopher's and Jessica's?
They have not done one for a while. I think they took January off as well.
Cool beans, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, check out Relax. It's good. They're cute. You gotta get to know Eric a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. He's very much off the internet and he loves podcasts. So I feel like that was his comfort zone, you know?
And it's cute to hear him on there because that's how they are in real life.
Yes. It's not fake.
Nope.
Not at all. I don't think Colleen can really do fake. Mm-hmm. All right. Justin wants to know Gwen's opinions on the Jeffrey Kanye thing when it was a big deal. Do you know what he's talking about?
I know Kanye West and Jeffrey Epstein. Is it a mixture of those two?
Whoa, nope.
Jeffrey Star.
Yes.
Okay, Jeffrey Star and Kanye West. Wait, let me guess.
Okay.
They're doing a makeup line together.
No, close, but no.
To match his clothing line. It's all black white.
That is a good business strategy that they should take going forward. But so what happened was in January, I believe it was January, it was announced that Kim is divorcing Kanye.
Yes.
And then someone on TikTok just decided, I want some attention, and told TikTok, hey, I can't show you any proof, but just trust me, Kanye West is sleeping with Jeffree Star. Zero proof. She just made up a story and everyone went, yeah, I'm going to go with this.
They did not.
And it became a thing. And then Jeffrey
believe anything. Don't fall for it, people. Don't fall for it.
Like, there was no proof. She just was like, trust me. And everyone was like, okay, random person we've never met in our entire life that's randomly blew up on TikTok for this one singular video, we'll trust you. That's what happened. That's it. And eventually, like, it got debunked because...
Yeah.
Why not? Also, that's none of our freaking business.
Nope. None.
It's none of our business.
None.
It was just happening during a rough time in January when everyone just was like, I need a little distraction. I need it. So they went for it.
You should take up finger knitting. or Dippin' Dots. It'll keep them busy. Then their hands can't do the Tweety thing or the Twitter thing because they're busy.
I want them on the internet still for my benefit. I need people to be on the internet.
You can listen and watch while you're doing the things.
You just don't participate.
You just don't start spreading rumors.
That's it. That's right. Yeah. All right. The last thing of newsy. There was a lot that happened in January. There's a lot that happened this week. I'm just like, this is what you guys asked me to talk about. And so this is what I'm going to talk about. All right.
Here we go.
Maddie Paris said, talk about Halsey's pregnancy. Halsey's. How do you say her name? The singer.
I don't even know who it is.
Just a singer. Okay. Talk about her pregnancy. Thoughts on a lot of celebrities getting pregnant during quarantine. Do you think it's strategic planning? Well, there's multiple reasons for this. First, congratulations to all pregnancy. Okay,
Rachel.
Don't act like it blew you away through the screen, mother. You okay?
Okay.
Anyway.
I didn't hear an excuse me after it. That's why I think.
I didn't have the need to be excused. I'm in my own household. Okay. Don't me. Are you kidding me? You're the one that taught me how to burp. Don't get off your high horse.
But not when there's company.
Do you see company? Do you see anyone in my house right now?
We have a lot of company in our ears. Or we're going to be their company?
I didn't invite
something.
Them. Listen.
Yes, you did because you said like and follow all things internet. So you did invite them. They are your guests. And you're belching in their ear, Rachel.
If they are insulted or offended by my burping, they are no longer welcome here. Leave. Get out. You are uninvited. Vampire rules. Leave the house. Anyway, back to a celebrity's getting pregnant. Is it strategic planning? This is the first time when a lot of people have had to just be home. So it's actually the perfect time for them to get pregnant because they can't travel and work.
It's also no one's business for your reasons of getting pregnant.
No, but I'm like, it's not strategic planning. It's just convenience or finally they have the opportunity. So let them have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, come on. This would have been a great time for like, I'm not gonna put it out there. For Colleen to get pregnant, she can't.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, she has the abilities, but she doesn't want to. Right. But like, because she was home. I don't think emotionally that girl could have handled it.
Or physically.
But I'm saying because she works so much and travels so much, her being stuck in one spot was like, so that's what it is for people.
But then you have, you know, you got to go to the doctor's appointments and spouses weren't allowed.
It's not very safe,
hospital
I guess.
Things and hospitals are busy with COVID. So
but women giving birth during COVID. Utmost respect. Utmost.
Women giving birth anytime. Come on, Rachel.
I can't do it. I probably could. I could. I just, the stresses. Stress. All right. Before we move on to our questions, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. sponsor. All right. Coco, did you feel less stressed with not having to worry about the podcast? Yes.
Yes, I did.
We love you guys and we love the podcast. But like in school, you got to have summer. Work, you got to have a 2 weeks off. We took four. Deal with it.
You hadn't had a break from the podcast in 2 years.
Correct.
Since we started.
I needed a moment.
You did.
I needed,
a pause.
We're going to take every January off now. I got hair and it was bugging me. Just K wants to know, is Joy properly moving in? No, Joy is not properly moving in. So Joy and I are really good friends, best friends at this point. I'm someone that it takes a lot for me to like fully click with someone. But when I do, it happens immediately strong. And I'm like, this is it. There's no, that's it. And her and I clicked a year and a half ago. We met. And I was like, oh, that's going to be my new best friend. And she felt the same way about me. But then COVID happened and we couldn't hang out. And then I was just like, come live with me for a week. And she's like, yes. So she literally just, we had hung out maybe a handful of times, but we, throughout the year in 2020, we would just call each other and be like, listen, this big life thing just happened. Do you want to hear about it? And be like, yeah. And we would just talk for an hour and be like, great, talk to you again in 3 weeks. Like, that was just how our relationship was. And it's so, I seriously, there's very few people I just click like that with. And once it happens, I'm in. It's over. Like, there's no if, and, or buts about it. And it's just like, we always get along no matter what. So she moved in for a week because we were just both bored. She lives with her parents. she has to be super COVID safe because her mom is going through chemo, and she has a little brother who has disabilities, and so she's super COVID safe as well. But we were like, let's just live together for a week, because we both are just like, we love our families, but we need a friend. It's just different. Yeah. So she moved in for a week, and then she left for a couple days, and then just came back. Because I was like, wait, I missed you. She was like, oh, wait, I missed you too. But then I had to quarantine for realsies, and so I can see my family again. And she was like, yeah, my mom misses me. So she is going to hang out with me again once I leave our little family bubble. I'm only going to be in the family bubble for like a week, week and a half, and then I'm going to leave again. Because I love you guys.
Girl, you're going to get so many hugs.
I'm going to get so many hugs. I know.
Yeah.
So she is not properly moving in, but she definitely will be here a lot. And she has a little pug, and he's cute. Louis, he rules the house when he's here.
King,
it's all good.
King Louis.
King Louis. My apologies.
Yeah.
So, Shauna, Rachel, will you help out with the show, or is Joy moving in around that time so you won't? Colleen is having a Valentine's Day show, right?
Yes.
Yes, I will not be helping out with that. Helping out with the show means, like, I love it. It's so much fun. But it is every single day, all day for a week to help out with the show, and which is so much fun. I love doing it. But I just did the New Year's Eve one, and I'm not going to do the Valentine's Day one. She'll probably have an Easter one. Well, actually, I don't know if I'll join her that one.
I don't know. We'll see. That's the day birthday.
The day after my birthday.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not doing the Valentine's Day show. But go get tickets. She is doing a Valentine's Day show. God, her stuff is so good. It's like, I love her shows. I'm going to watch it. I will watch her show. But I'm not going to be performing in it. Cammy says, for the closet doors, why did you ask for 15? So I recently got closet doors in my house. I had 7 closets.
Mm-hmm.
It's an average of 2 doors per closet, except one of them was a 3-door closet. So I had to order 15 closet doors.
Where are the original closet doors, Rachel?
The dumpster? The dump?
Ours are in the garage.
Oh.
You get them out, paint them, and put them back up.
Oh, no. I trashed those when I bought the house. They were like these huge mirror gold ones. Not my vibe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I trashed those a long time ago. Gotcha. And I just hadn't had closet doors in my house. And I was like, screw you. I want closet doors.
We took your closet doors off when you were here, I think because Colleen wanted the piano in the closet.
Also, it just made the room look bigger.
And it did, because we have very small bedrooms.
Very small bedrooms.
So we got to get those back on.
Yeah. Jenna asks, has there been any new squirrels?
No.
Mom!
There hasn't even been my regular squirrels.
What happened to your squirrels?
I don't know.
Mom!
I have squirrel bait out for them. Not bait. Squirrel nuts out for them. And everything.
Don't bait.
But they're just not coming anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe in the spring. I'm hoping they have a little baby squirrel nest and they're taking care of their little squirrels and they'll come around.
Okay.
But it's been like 2.5 weeks.
I'll hope and pray for that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because it was the highlight of my day.
I know. Ah, Mom, that's so sad. Maybe it just knew that you weren't doing the podcast and only wanted to become famous. So it was like,
using me.
It was. Listen, you were using it for happiness and joy. So that makes sense.
This is true.
And then the last question I got is from Ballinger Fan. Do YouTubers get paid if I skip the ads? Yes, they don't get paid as much, but go ahead and skip those ads. You watching the video in any capacity helps them. So put your favorite YouTuber on a shuffle or just a playlist and just keep it running in the background. If the ads play, they play. If you skip them, you skip them. It's not a big deal. Don't stress about that. There is one thing that happened on the internet that no one asked me to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it.
What is it?
The internet was mean to Colleen, and I'm not happy with you guys.
What?
Twice.
Who was it nice to her? Who was it? Mama's getting mad.
The internet. They made fun of the way she says pink.
Pink? How do you say pink?
It's pink versus pink. Pink, pink. It's an E. Like they were making fun of her because it's like you're supposed to say pink instead of pink.
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 You can say pink however you want to say pink. It's not like wash and wash.
Yes,
it's
I'm aware.
Pink and pink.
Pink, 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 pink.
Pink.
Pink. It's like pen and pin, but no, those are two joseph words. Those
people are too bored right now.
They're so and then they tried to tell her that she spelled January's wrong.
No, they were wrong.
What are you guys doing? Why are you being a butthead to my sister?
Stop it.
Stop being a butthead to my sister.
Just stop it.
Do you want to deal with me?
You don't. Trust me, you don't.
I'll work out.
And I'm a mama bear.
I will shame you. You will feel bad about your being. Okay. So to summarize, what broke the internet this week was JoJo Siwa. Well, this week, this month. The internet fought about pink versus pink. And what brought the internet together was a Bernie Sanders meme. That was the internet this month in a very small nutshell that the squirrels are not coming to eat.
Right. I have all these hazelnuts. What am I supposed to do with them now?
Let me talk to these squirrels. I mean, the squirrels are pissing off my mom. The internet's pissing off my sister. I leave the podcast for 1 month and this is what happens. Can't leave you guys to do anything.
No. The glue that holds us all together.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well, we're back now. So make sure you subscribe and like all our stuff so that you get notified. And follow our Twitter podcast, ATI, so that you can give us your topics and your questions for each week. All right, Mom. That's all I got. Unless you have anything to add.
I do not. We're having tacos for dinner.
Oh, tacos sound good. Love that for you. Love that journey tacos. You're taking for tacos.
Taco night.
Oh, you know what did happen? Oh, I forgot to talk about it.
What is it? What is it?
Claire from The Bachelorette broke off her engagement with whatever his name was.
Are you watching The New Bachelor?
No, of course I'm not watching The New Bachelor. Have you met me? The only thing I watch is for Claire because, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. She was on a journey. She just wanted someone to show up for her. That's all she wanted on her journey for love.
Her journey for love.
I don't actually know what happened. Did you read anything about that?
No.
Okay. I just know that it's over. Shocking.
There's not much on to watch right now, so. Slim pickings out there.
You know what you should watch? What I'm currently watching? It's a little more PG-13R. Closer to Sex Education on Netflix. It's a British serious comedy. Okay. It's pretty funny. It's called Sex Education. It's a story. It's not like a documentary or anything. It's about this kid who's a high schooler and his mom is a sex therapist. And so he knows all these things about it, but he's really inexperienced in the world, but knows everything about the world and ends up giving people sex therapy at his high school. And it's really funny. It's okay. Really funny. So I suggest that. That's what I'm going to do, a show suggestion this week.
There you go.
Sex Education on Netflix. It's a little more mature. So if you want to watch that, check it out if you are allowed to. Age-wise.
Right. Okay. Sure. Ask your mothers.
Sure. Or if you have a mom like mine, you could just watch Law & Order SVU growing up and somehow turn out okay.
Well, you know what? It did prepare you for the world because you were aware of things.
I was aware.
You were aware nobody was going to take you.
Not a single soul.
Things. No, because you were aware. You were not oblivious.
I am the least, I am very aware of my surroundings. Yes. So, all right, Mom, that's all I got. I love you guys. I'm sure we missed stuff. I can do more recaps next week if I feel like I forgot anything substantial. I have a little bump. There's something happening on my skin.
You got a boo-boo?
No, it's not a boo-boo. It's a bump. Oh. It's a callus. I don't know. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side path?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.